As counterparts from Egypt and Jordan Saturday agreed on the need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza, but a clear point of division emerged on the question of a possible ceasefire. Following a meeting in Jordan's capital, Amman, Saturday, with Blinken and foreign ministers from Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Qatar, Jordan, and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Blinken held a news conference with his Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts. The Arab nations are calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Blinken said that he would go, the furthest he would go would be to support a humanitarian pause to give time for aid to be delivered and for getting civilians out of Gaza. He said a ceasefire would simply leave Hamas an opportunity to regroup and repeat its attack from October 7th.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again. No nation, none of us can accept that. No one would find that tolerable.
Blinken said all sides did agree they would work to prevent the conflict from escalating and spreading throughout the region. Thousands of protesters rallied in central London Saturday calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as Israel mounted a military offensive against Hamas in the Palestinian enclave. The protest, the fourth to have taken place on a Saturday since Hamas launched an attack on Israel October 7th, marched from Piccadilly Circus to Trafalgar Square. Some held signs that read, "Stop bombing children and cease fire now." The rally comes as Israel's ground forces encircled Gaza City Thursday after stepping up a bombing campaign it says aims at wiping out Hamas after the militant group which runs Gaza killed 1,400 people on October 7th. This is VOA News. Guinea's Justice Minister Charles Wright reported Saturday heavily armed men have sprung the former head of Guinea's 2008 military junta.